This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm going to begin with the last thought first about them worshiping Jesus after his ascension into heaven. I want to give you a new way of looking at worship. Some of you grew up where worship was liturgical. It was a liturgy that you went through. It was a religious process that you went through, and that was your worship. You know, God expects it, and this is what we've got to do. I want to suggest to you a new definition of worship. Worship is coming into the presence of the person you love. Worship is coming into the presence of the one you love. Those of you that are parents or have been parents, you remember this. Everybody goes through this. When your children are small and they're still in the crib, there's a point in your relationship with those children that if you want to see them, you have to go to them. You have to go into their room where they are in the crib and look at them, talk to them, interact with them, get them, whatever the case may be. But there comes a time when every child learns how to escape from a crib. They learn how to get out of the crib, and they come to see you. And every parent can identify with this. I can remember sleeping on my side, facing the wall one time, hearing a little rustling, opening my eyes, and 2 inches from my face is a little one looking at me, and I let out a scream of fear, but that's another story. But they came to see me. Worship is coming into the presence of someone you love. You know what? That'll give a whole new definition of worship to you. When you know that when you take communion, coming into the presence of the one you love. Giving your offering, coming into the presence of the one you love. Worshiping in song, coming into the presence of the one we love. And I find it interesting that when Jesus ascended into heaven, the first thing they did was what? Worship. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Luke is big on the physical, bodily resurrection of Jesus. So am I. I don't get it, folks, but I have met ministers in my lifetime, I really have, who are not sure that they believe in the physical, bodily resurrection of Jesus. And I wonder, why are you in the ministry? And I don't say that sarcastically at all, I just wonder. Why would you be in the ministry telling people there's hope in Christ, but I'm not sure he's alive? I think he rose in spirit, I think he rose psychologically, but I really don't believe in the physical, bodily resurrection of Jesus. That's a travesty. And Luke is big on the physical, bodily resurrection, pointing out that Jesus said, here's my hands, here's my feet, the wounds. Do you have a piece of fish? Do you have something to eat? And he physically ate the fish to show a corporal body, a physical body, was alive. And that's significant. That's not symbolic. That's actual bodily resurrection. And then I want you to know verse 45. I want to spend some time on this because this is important. Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. You know what that means? The Lord's involved in your understanding spiritual things. That's a new thought for somebody. So many people think it's up to me. I've got to figure it out. I've got to be smart enough. I've got to think this through. And there's your intellectual process certainly is involved. But there comes a point when the Lord takes over and said, I'm going to open up your mind. Now, this is going to shock somebody today. Some of you are praying for a husband or wife to change. You're praying for a son or daughter to change. You're praying for a parent to change, a brother or sister to change. And today, I'm going to ask you to stop praying that prayer. You know what I'm going to ask you to pray for? Lord, open up his mind. Well, that just may be an important prayer for you to pray for someone in your family. God, open up their mind to the truth of the gospel, to the truth about their sin. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.